Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. Welcome back to another Travel Tuesday quickie. One of the fun debates among travelers is how big should it be? And do we prefer soft or hard? I'm talking luggage, of course. I love luggage. If I could buy new luggage every 6 months, I would. It's such a fun and essential item that every time you pull it out, you know something magical is about to happen. Over the years, I've gone through many iterations of luggage, and while personal preference certainly comes into play, today I thought I'd share some useful insights to help you decide what kind of luggage is the right fit for you. The most essential thing to know before you buy anything is whether or not there are size and material requirements for your trip. I have generally always been a hard-sided luggage girl, but when I went on safari in Kenya, I had to have soft-sided luggage. It was a requirement for the planes we would be taking and for the ability to stack all the luggage in the back of the safari jeeps. So under certain circumstances, a debate isn't necessary. You get what you're required to have. The other circumstance where this will come into play is if you do not plan to check your bags. If you plan to do carry-on only, you're going to want to make sure you are in the right size requirement for all the flights you'll be taking. As we talked about in episode 13, some budget airlines have severe restrictions on baggage, even if you're willing to pay for it. So just make sure you're in compliance for all legs of your trip for size and weight of your carry-on. Under regular circumstances for travel that doesn't require a certain type of luggage, as I shared, I prefer hard-sided for my checked luggage. And here's why. Number one, I feel like my items are more secure and I can pack more things in firmly. If you happen to have fragile items or things you just want to make sure can't be penetrated because your luggage is being tossed around, and we've seen all those viral videos of airline workers just tossing our luggage like it's a sack of potatoes without a care in the world for protecting what's inside, and just making no attempt not to damage the luggage itself for the sake of the items inside. So for this reason, I prefer hard-sided. Number two. Although I don't necessarily think the TSA-approved combination locks on suitcases are actually super effective, I do feel like they are more secure than the soft-sided luggage locks. Of course, you can always buy an additional lock, but let's be honest, most of us won't. We'll just use what's provided on the luggage. And so for that reason, I prefer the hard-sided luggage locks. Number three, they're more weather-resistant. I've been on planes sitting there and just watching the luggage sitting in the bin, waiting to be loaded while it's pouring rain and the luggage is just getting soaked. I've yet to have water seep into one of my hard-sided luggage pieces. So again, for the protection of what's inside the luggage, I'm going with hard-sided. And number four, I find the hard-sided luggage is more sturdy, whereas soft-sided is more apt for a tear or hole. Now, of course, hard-sided luggage is also more prone to getting marked up, but I'd rather have battle scars on my suitcases than puncture wounds. The brand you purchase will, of course, make an impact here as well, but it's something to consider. My carry-on is also hard-sided because there are circumstances where I will sometimes need to check my carry-on, and for all the reasons I just listed, I prefer to have hard-sided. And a general statement about luggage. While top brands will typically provide more longevity to your luggage as they are more high-quality material, you don't need to spend a ton of money to get good quality luggage. Do your research and read reviews if you find a couple of pieces that you like. I never understood why people use flight attendants as their go-to for determining the best luggage. Flight attendants aren't typically packing the same as travelers going on vacation, and their luggage isn't manhandled by the luggage crew. And of course, this isn't the rule or assumption for all luggage crew. I have seen many wonderful airline workers handle luggage with respect, so shout out to you guys and gals. It's not an easy job, and we love and appreciate when you handle our luggage with care. The bags that I've been using for the last couple of years, outside of when I had my Kenya trip, include a massive Triforce checked bag, which has held up really well and has a unique design, so that makes it easy for me to spot when it's coming out of baggage claim. My carry-on is the Away Bigger carry-on. I kind of have a back-and-forth relationship with this bag. I love how big it is for a carry-on. It's super spacious, lightweight, and handles really nicely, but it's kind of cheaply made. But it's held up so far through several checked bag situations, so I can't complain too much. The last bag that I travel with is my quote-unquote personal item, which is a pretty hefty size lug bag, which I'm obsessed with. I've been using this bag for years. Even when it's packed to the brim, it'll generally fit under the seat. It has a ton of little compartments that I can keep things in that are easily accessible, like my headphones, Dramamine, gum, and it has the perfect size laptop slot for my MacBook Air. It also fits nicely on the top of my Away luggage, so I can easily maneuver through the airport. So that's my take on luggage. I like it hard in both big and small. I'd love to know your favorite luggage brand, and if you prefer hard or soft. Send me a DM over on Instagram, I'll link it in the show notes, and share with me your favorite luggage so we can spread the word on the fan favorites. Until next time, zip it up, wheel it out, and jet set with style. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.